This is CliffCentral.com.
10 minutes into my talk, the host walked out. I was at the University of Cape Town to speak to 150 soon-to-be graduates about positioning themselves for the next chapter of their life, work. Going from student to professional is not easy, so this conversation would be intense. The students were on the edges of their seats, absorbing every ounce of the talk. It was clear they cannot wait to begin earning a living. They were high achievers, and the host wanted me to have a frank conversation about repositioning their personal brands to ensure they transition well. Although the students seemed to eat up every word, when the host walked out, part of me went cold. What had I done now? Where did it all go wrong? Why would she get up and walk out so early in the talk? I know I can be controversial, I know. But was my opening really that bad and upsetting? Anyway, I gathered myself and kept the conversation going. 45 minutes later, as I began to close, the host re-entered. A million things ran through my mind as she sat on the side. Would I be invited back? Was I about to be scolded? Did the students notice the absence? What does it all mean? I end with a thank you. The applause was generous, but much of it was drowned out by the insecurity of the host leaving and returning only at the end. You see, I take pride in researching and developing my talks, so not only was I confused, but slightly offended. As I took my seat, the host took to the podium. She didn't even look at me. She looked out at the students without greeting me and asked, "Did you enjoy Timothy's talk?" The students replied with another round of applause, but again it felt faint. Finally, she turns her head to me slowly and says, "Timothy, will you please go to the back of the room and sit at the table near the exit? Because when I left the building, I went to the nearest bookstore and purchased everyone a copy of your latest book, and I want you to sign them all." The students leapt in the air. The room was filled with pandemonium. It was literally an Oprah moment. "You get a book. You get a book. Everyone gets a book." Welcome back to the Brain and Brand Show. I'm your host, Timothy Maurice, and this is the show where we look at the relationship between brain power and brand influence. Today, we look at how to publish your book, and I revisit a chat with author Kate Emerson, who is a multi-published bestselling author who helps aspiring authors make their dream of publishing come true. Every week, I'm asked to help to publish books from all walks of life. From helping everyone from the late Winnie Mandela publish her book, 491 Days, to publishing four of my own, I am aware that publishing a book can change your life and literally the lives of your reader. And it can only transform and elevate your brand. In this episode, we share resources, links, and specific strategy for registering your ISBN number, editing, getting a publisher, and so much more. Enjoy. So, today we look specifically at the secrets, almost, because I realize so many people come up to me and they ask me, "Dude, how did it happen? What did you do, etc." So, you know, as we go into this conversation, if you want to write some of these websites down, I'm going to give people some resources quickly to go and look at while they engage us. Check out publishsa.co.za. They're really good with industry news. They have internship programs. They even allow you to get a publishing certificate. They really work well with plagiarism and copyright acts and so forth. So they're sort of the body in South Africa that it really helps with understanding the technical side of it. Then you have www.selfpublishsa.co.za. They're a really great resource for editing, design, barcoding, printing, distribution, marketing, and ebooks. And one of the best sites I found was getyourbookpublished.co.za. They do a seminar called Suitcase Under Bed about, you know, really sort of helping you get your manuscript from under the bed, because their philosophy, and they believe that very strongly most people do have a book inside of them. They help you submit to publishers, emerging from the slush pile, how to even rebound from a rejection letter. I thought that was interesting. And this is run by two former the directors at Penguin, very thorough, 30 years in the industry people,
Allison Lowry and Tracy McDonald. In fact, we're going to try to contact them a little later in the show. And then the final website you want to check it out is www.howtopublish.co.za. They really help with book launches, workshops, and they're associated with the PEG, which is a professional editors group. So I'll give those out a little bit later again. But I want to chat to you, Kate, because you do a number of mastermind sessions, and one of them, which I've been blessed to be on, is a mastermind group for aspiring authors. Tell us how you started that and why. What difference does it make? Because I can't imagine you make a lot of money off of it. So why are you so passionate about it?
So, yeah, let me start with that, because I think that's one of the myths we need to debunk. So everybody was like, why are you going to write a book, Kate? You're not going to make any money. Writing a book is not about making money. It's about credibility and elevating your platform. So I have run mastermind groups, but they're never niched in a specific market, but I've run them for 5 years, and they're one of my favorite self-development tools. I run them a little bit differently because I also participate, because I know that when I get my hands into something and I do it, I know that it inspires people because I'm chasing my own goals and dreams and what I want to achieve. And what happened earlier this year was I had submitted my manuscript, the second proposal rather, to my publishers, and we'd come up with a date. I said, can I please bring the date forward, because you know that's sometimes what I do, and pre-deliver. And then I woke up the beginning of January. I'm like, oh heck, I've promised this book and my timelines are really, really tight. And I had to make a big decision. I went back to the publisher and said, can I go back to your original date, because it was really hard to do. I've bitten off more than I can chew. And I also had this upcoming movie. I also had to crowdfund. And I just took 24 hours, and I was like, quite scared of my own thoughts of like, I'm letting my publisher down. But I just said, can we go back? And it was really an act of courage, because I knew that I would be doing my readers a disservice. So I slept on it. And when I woke up the next morning, I woke up, you know, my eyes flashed open, and I thought, you know what, damn it, if I can do a book in 3 months, so can a whole bunch of other people. Wow. And I instantly, this mastermind about how to complete your group, literally just every part of it just fell into my space. So it was different to every other mastermind, because I then collaborated with, like yourself, other industry professionals. So we had teleseminars with on book structure, on branding, on publishing, on editing, on Amazon, on your productivity, so how to eat properly to keep your energy high when you're sitting there typing away, because if you're drinking too much coffee, too much chocolate, too much carbs, your energy's going to slump. So giving people all the tools, also about the psychology. And, you know, not everyone in that group, I'm going to be honest, has completed their draft. But let me tell you, they have done more in 3 months than they've done in those 30 years of suitcases under their bed.
And you're going to do more of these?
I'm going to do more of them, yep. So,
okay, so people want to go to your website right now, mm-hmm. as we have this conversation.
Great.
It's www.kate-emerson, EMMERSON.com.
Absolutely.
.com.
Yeah.
You chose .com because you wanted to position your brand as international.
Internationally. But I also have the COSA. I've always done that, even with my previous websites. I have COSA, but my COSA points to .com. Because, yes, okay. I always knew I wanted to be bigger than South Africa. I wanted to be an international brand.
Sure.
And that's what I've been manifesting. So .com is vital for me.
In your book, when we go into the bookstore, what section is it in? It's not a novel. It's not, is it in the psychology?
It's in the psychology section.
It's in the psychology section. And you feel that it's not under, you know, it's interesting because in my second book, I found that they struggle to know where to put the book. Do we put it in leadership section in exclusive books or CNA or wherever? Do we put it in a self-help? Do we put it in psychology, et cetera? In fact, if I go throughout various stores, they have it in different sections.
I was about to say that. So it's not always the same, because depending on the store, depends on the traffic that comes to that store as well, as they also know their readers, you know, because, you know, each exclusive books is, you know, independent. So they can also position it differently. So I think sometimes that's the role of the seller.
In your mastermind group, do you help people do books outside of sort of developmental, personal development type of books? Do you help people do novels and that type of thing?
Absolutely. So some are writing memoirs, some are writing self-help. One was writing a novel. But what happens is I also pull in the experts in the actual writing process, because I'm an author myself, but writing the actual book, the skill of writing, that's not my expertise. My expertise is keeping people on track and motivated and getting their end goal. So I pull in someone who is a book coach. So she really helped them unpack that aspect. I know when to outsource. I know what my expertise is and what I need from other people. So I collaborated with a bunch of experts to give my masterminders the best that they needed.
And your mastermind, the group, do you have to pay to join?
Yes, you do. Okay. So for me, it's about value, and it's about, I know for myself, when I do something that's not necessarily charged for, I don't take it as seriously.
Sure.
You know, when I put my bucks on the line, I'm going to put my butt on the chair and I'm going to start riding. So, and I think that's really important for everything. And so often when something, so people have asked to join the group because they can obviously see it on Facebook, but it's a closed group. And I just reply and say, this is for people who are taking this craft seriously, who are taking their actual publishing of the book. And I so love that concept of dragging it out from under your bed. And we need to add value to that. And, you know, it's paying for something that is valuable and worthwhile and getting the service because they need to bring their dream to fruition. And they haven't done it on their own so far.
Sure. I mean, it's funny because I've actually taken someone to New York for 2 weeks and helped them come up with their synopsis, where it's sort of an overview of their book, where we simply extracted some of the nuggets that they weren't aware of. They sat comfortably in their blind spots. And I think,
so you took them to New York?
Yeah.
Wow.
We spent a lot of time in Central Park, sort of getting them out of there, because they were a high-level executive who funded the whole trip and so forth. And they felt that they needed to get out of this space. And they asked, what would I recommend? And we looked at a couple places in Europe at that time, but, you know, the weather, So I knew that the park environment would be great for this particular person. Your mastermind sessions, where do you host them? Is it different spaces?
So most of it is actually done online and via cyberspace, because there are people all over the world. So I've got people Greece, Dubai, London, Scotland, you know, Joburg, Cape Town. So I like being location independent because I travel the world. It's one of my biggest joys. And so I made it so that it wasn't too located in any one area. But when I am in Joburg, we do have, we call them bum days, where we all actually gather in a restaurant. And I invite celebrity authors. So you came and chatted to my group. And then we will actually sit. But I have people in London that are Skyping and saying, hey, I'm also writing.
Yes.
Because there's that synergy then when you almost hold each other accountable at the same physicality in terms of time and space is so inspirational. And you go, I can write a little bit more because the rest of the group is writing a little bit more. Because writing is lonely. You know, often you're sitting at home or maybe you're in a coffee shop. But, you know, if you're in a coffee shop, you might have earphones on so you don't get distracted. It's quite a solitary process. And we can all be sitting around a table with our earphones on, but we have that synergy of energy. And my people overseas can feel that, and they tap into it. It's like, oh, I'm so glad you're writing today. And I think that's so important. It's who do you co-create with, and who do you share your energy with, and how do you let other people inspire you when your energy is a bit low? You know, and there were days when I was writing, I was like, hey, team, like, my energy is low. You know, and I think that is also such an important part about branding is, for me, it's about authenticity and alignment. So most of the time I'm rah-rah and full of energy and, you know, can do anything, but there are also times when I'm like, hey, taken off like too much, like didn't have enough sleep, don't have the energy to write today, no inspiration flowing, help. Sure. And I think there's the power of asking for that support, which is why masterminds for any topic really are a powerful way to go.
Let's go back to where it all began with you. Were you like a kid dreaming of writing a book? Did you watch Sex in the City? Did you imagine yourself trotting around as this famous author shopping Prada?
Not a chance. I remember that to me. So when I was three, I'm the youngest of three kids. My mom and dad, we emigrated from England. I'm currently the only one here. Everybody else has gone back to that little muddy island over there. Hello, England. But I stayed here. And no, what I knew at five was that I probably wouldn't get married. I knew that at five. And at 47, I'm still single and never been married.
You're not 47.
Yep. Well, I'm not single, but I've never been married. And then I knew that I wanted to try as many different things as possible. And I mean that like as work or career or projects. I knew that from a kid. And the third thing that I knew was that I wanted to travel the world and have as many experiences as possible. That was part of my innate like upbringing. And then it kind of evolved from there. And that is how I've lived my life. That has been the trajectory. And writing a book came 5 years ago.
5 years ago.
Yeah, it was a new concept. What happens though was I have been writing for 13 years. So I had, let me just go back. In my 20s, when I was an aromatherapist, I'm always interested in leveraging our time and energy. Because when we do one-on-one work, you know, I would literally do an hour and a half massage on a client. That is labor intensive and you can only get kind of a certain amount of money for it. I was already at the top end of what other people were charging in Durban. And so I remember writing my first aromatherapy course because I wanted to teach my clients how to use the oils better for themselves at home and not have to rely on me. Then I started running massage workshops. So I used to write the notes for that. Okay. But it wasn't really, it was just because an end to the mean.
It was instructional.
But I'll tell you how I had been writing for my whole life, but it wasn't for a book. I've journaled since I was 13 years old.
Really?
Not every day, but pretty much, like, you know, every day, every other day. I don't journal just when I need to unpack something. I journal just to have insight into my life and to have self-reflection. And I would, like, every 5 years, I would go and pull my journals and I would pick a day. Sometimes it was the day I was on, and I would go and find that day over the five last years or random years, and I would go and read it. And it was the most amazing process to see that recorded. But when I was 25, I actually did my own decluttering of my black trunk that was from boarding school, and I actually burned from 13 to 21. I burned ceremoniously, but it was a conscious, beautiful choice. I let all of that go because I was like, I need to create more. But I never wanted to write a book. When I became a life coach 13 years ago, because I was one of the first in this country at the time, people asked me to write little articles or come and do talks, more to educate people about what life coaching was, because it was this new emerging profession. And then I realized I was pretty good at it, and I quite liked it, and I liked the response. I started a newsletter, but I didn't really consider myself a writer and definitely not an author. But one of the things I realized is that because I do more personal and life coaching, people were coming to me off their own back, paying it for themselves. It wasn't like a corporate funding it for them. And so I found a way to, how could I leverage their money? So I started putting together the most sort of obvious processes that I would do with someone, say in the first 8 sessions. Okay. And I put that together as my first, what I suppose became an e-course. And so I charged like a tenth of the price of my personal time because I could leverage it. But back in the days, like 9, 10 years ago, I used to have to manually email, say, here's your session one. Mm. You know, now we have amazing things like autoresponders, sure, and amazing platforms that all of that is just done for you so long as you've loaded it up. And then three years ago, I thought it's time to take all of that material and put it in a book. So it was something that evolved slowly
naturally.
It was
didn't
just,
wake up one day.
No, say, not for me. Yeah. Whereas I know there are people out there that know that that book has been in them. My best friend who's actually on the mastermind, she's one of the best writers in the world that I know. She has made me laugh since I met her when I was 12. She's always known there's a book inside her. I was never like that. But I know that I think we're divided in the population. You know, it either comes to you or you realize that it will be good for your brand, or it's innate and you've been wanting to write it since you were 3.
Let's talk about the different type of people who end up publishing. You have the, like you said, the sort of the seasoned type of writers, people who want to sort of like publish a story, a sort of a captivating story about something. You have people who are a professional speaker and they feel like they need a product to sell.
Yes.
In fact, I know some people who publish who are not even interested in writing the book. It's actually just a tool.
Yes.
To be able to engage, for people to engage their work. And so you have all these different types of people, but there are some fundamentals that are pretty much the same. I mean, you really need to have some sort of structure and some basic, some basic sort of outlines and that type of thing. But there is much of the process that is fundamentally different for everybody. So let's go back to once you decided you're actually going to write this book. What was the first thing you did?
The first thing I did was I spoke to a best-selling author who's become a friend of mine, who's in the UK, Nick Williams. And he's like, okay, come give me 10 minutes on the phone and I'm going to show you how to do the structure. So I got the structure down first and I'll share it because it's so simple. So if you're listening out there, write it down. The first thing is just pretend that there is that book. Okay, you know, just thumbsuck. They don't even have to be one to use. 20 titles. Just randomly mind dump 20 titles that you think could be possible. If you need to have a glass of wine where you're doing it, do that. I don't care. But mind dump 20 titles.
20 titles.
20 titles, okay? Then you've got to think about what would your topic be, okay? So it's something that you are passionate about. You might obviously have some level of skill, expertise. It's something you've been dreaming about writing. But then you go, what could the topic be, my area of expertise? Just jot that down. Mind dump that. Then look at intersecting that with who would your avatar be. So by avatar, I mean who would be the perfect one person in the world that would read your book, because we think we've got to write something for everybody. No, you don't. Pick one person, and then what you do is when you're writing, you write to that one person, because then it focuses your ideas. Then the next thing you do is you go, imagine I'm walking in a bookstore, or even if I'm, you know, trawling on Amazon, if I was to pick up the book and look at the back of the book, what would it say? So I call that the blurb. And once I had personally written my blurb for the back of the book, most in my head, it was almost done, because I was like, I got so excited. I'm like, yes, I want to write that book that's going to have that on the back of it. Okay. Then the next thing was the more structure point. That was, okay, so what would the chapters be? If that's the outcome and the blurb on the back of the book and someone picked that up, what information would I need to give them? And Nick also said to me that writing actually is about editing. Don't try and put every single thing, because that's one thing I was guilty of. You don't have to put everything you know into one book. You need to almost like chop it down and do it, because it can become a series. So actually less is more. What is the most important thing that avatar needs to know? Right. Those are the chapters. Maybe it's 7, maybe it's 10. You write your chapters.
Got it.
And the last step, which is then the precursor to sitting down and writing, is you take each chapter and you go, what is the outcome of that chapter?
Thanks for joining us in this conversation about publishing your book. I wish you the best on your journey. Publishing a book will literally change your life and your brand. Remember to go to Kate's website, www.kate-emerson.com. Thanks, Kate, for your generous heart and mind. Remember to subscribe to the Brain and Brand Show, and please rate the show and comment. This is the way others find us. We'll be back next week with the next episode.
This is CliffCentral.com.